For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Wednesday morning. Blessings to you all. Good morning. God bless you. God bless this new year that you're entering into. Fresh, new beginnings, new season, new starts, new healings. Ooh, I just heard that. New healings, new emotional healings, physical healings, new chance to appropriate what Jesus has already done. Bold faith rising up in you. Ooh, come on now. Early in the morning and I'm preaching. Yes, it's for you. Yes, it's your time. It's your turn. Let's go. He's done it all. We now line ourselves up with what our master's already done and we walk it out. Amen. I can hear you. You're shouting in your kitchen. I know. I laugh because some of you have told me most of the comments I get are people who are in their car. So keep your hands on the steering wheel, but shout in that little car. Just shout, right? Come on. It's so good for us to celebrate God. Get us out of this old world stuff and be in the kingdom. Well, I promised I would get right to where I left off yesterday. Again, these are always uploaded onto my website, AnnaDonahueMinistries.com. Click the radio menu page and follow along. Talking about it's time for a fresh start. Jesus gave the scripture Luke 5:37 and 38. No one pours new wine into old wineskins. If he does, the new wine will burst the skins. The wine's going to run out, and the wineskin will be ruined. No, he says, new wine, come on now, must be poured into new wineskins. Well, Jesus, what do you mean by all that? Brothers and sisters, he's at Levi's house, and they're at dinner, and he's talking to the Pharisees. Jesus came with such a radical, vibrant gospel. Gospel means good news. To the poor, to the oppressed, to the sick, to the brokenhearted, to the dead religious traditions of man. He says, I'm on the scene. My life-giving spirit is too big, too vibrant for your old traditions to handle it. So what's going to happen? Is Jesus going to change? No. Guess who will change? Man. Man's got to be made new wineskin to handle the new wine. Brothers and sisters, kingdom life it's too dynamic to be contained in the old archaic religion. Plus, that's not even how you get to heaven. You got to be born again. But you've got to be made new. The heart's got to welcome this new because it's just that amazing. It's big. It's going to permeate everything of the old. It will actually annihilate the old, and the new will be on the scene, right? You're going to leave behind the old wineskin, the old way of living, and you're receiving a new way of life when you have Jesus. So that's what he's saying. New wine, Jesus, it's not going to be able to be contained in your old wineskins. What is a wineskin? Give me an example. I can't get into that today. It's coming. It's going to be stuff like, oh man, stubbornness, habits, prejudices, wrong thinking, hatred. We're going to get into all that. Those are old wineskins, and Jesus cannot be contained in it. So Jesus ain't going to change. You must change. I must change. But it's the best change in the world. Christ comes into our hearts. He changes everything. And then we start to look like him. It's life in the spirit. Can't be contained in an old wineskin. So I listed 5 things in this little mini book. If you want the book, please write to me. It's $5. Really just handles my printing. We've sold hundreds. But it's good to have in your little car, your glove box, your library. First thing we're going to do. Assess your life. Where are you going? How'd you get here? Where are you? What do you want to do? Have you taken time to pray? Talking about getting out of the old wineskin. More tomorrow on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.